30-day supply free. Call now at 1-800-425-8440. That's 1-800-425-8440.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got it. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Valvoline Motor Oil has all the engine protection you'd ever need in a 50% recycled oil designed specially for today's hotter running engines. Finally, performance meets environment.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
Yeah, yeah, we know the song.
Life can be so sweet.
Is my mic on?
On sunny.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. It probably sounded like I was in a bad mood or something.
In the shade. With those blues,
which I am
on the ring.
No.
But I'll change that within the next 60 seconds.
This rover.
Here's a quarter. Could you, like, buy me one of those, you know, those things you put in your thing when you, you know, got your thing?
What? If I don't think they're a quarter anymore.
That's Lauren. That's her sense of humor. See, that's those voices.
Your thing.
Gold dust
put on your thing, on your thing.
Side of the street.
I've just, in the matter of a few seconds, turned my bad mood into a good mood. That's how good I am at controlling my demeanor and my attitude before I go on the air. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a beautiful day and a wonderful day. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the second day of July, 2 days away from the big holiday. One of the big, well, I wanted to say the big three, and they are the big three when it comes to barbecuing, seeing the country. It's Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. And the depressing thing about 4th of July is now two-thirds of those are out of the way. And once you get to that third one,
Labor Day is next, and it's done.
Knocking on the doorstep of winter. It goes fast. It goes very fast. Do we have any Burke segment today?
I don't today.
I don't either.
Oh, man.
Well, let me just get out the grade book.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And let me put down in your grade book, peon F, Dan F. Don't close the door because it was never open. There is no Burke segment to close today. Oh man! We're gonna take a few calls today. The biggest call day is Thursday, but we won't be here Thursday. And I recalculated our hours. You know how when a movie, a prisoner's in a cell, and they X out as every day that goes by, they mark through it.
Yeah.
I have decided that every day this week I will recalculate the hours remaining to work that we have to work on the air before 4th of July. Let me get it here. Today is what, Tuesday? So we work today and tomorrow. 6 hours.
Oh. What?
I know.
What?
I know.
Slave drivers.
It's a good thing there's not a house physician here. He'd say, what are you trying to do, kill these people?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a traffic bulletin.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Pretty big one.
Now, do me a favor. One, did you see that? As soon as I said it, he did it. He's gone. He's headed for the mics are on. We'll see when Dan walks into the traffic center. He's coming in now. I can hear him.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Oh, you there?
Yeah.
Live from the KTRS traffic center, we go to Dan Strauss. Dan, what's going on?
Hold on a second.
They just handed you something?
Stacy just handed me this.
Well, she's very good.
Yeah. Eastbound 40 is closed at 141 right now. Eastbound Highway 40, 64, is closed at 141 Woods Mill. an overturned tractor trailer, nasty accident there, so things are a mess. So eastbound 40, 64 is closed at 141.
Well, and nasty, of course, depending on what it's carrying, and did it all spill out all over the road?
I don't know. We just had a KTRS listener call in and tell us about that, so we'll have Tim Weiland up in a little while about all of that stuff.
You tell the girls in the traffic center we appreciate what they do.
He appreciates what you guys do.
Right, you didn't have to do it in front of us. I think he was just like, on
but you know what? That's Dan's way of letting us know he got the job.
He let us in here.
Way to go, Dan. Boy, their hard work is down there.
Oh, speaking of, you're talking about prisoners marking days off, you know, on their sentence. I came across a website yesterday. It's, you know, Texas. Texas is the...
They like to execute people.
Yes, they have one about...
hit the 500 mark.
Yeah, it's... and that's what the website has. It's it has a database of all 500 executions. It has... you can click on what the offender did, the crime they committed, and then their last statement. And it's kind of weird to read through those... I can probably put it on our website, our Facebook page. But
can
it has,
you read a few of them?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, you want to hear the 500th? Let's see. The offender.
The statement of the last guy executed.
It's not a guy. It's not a guy, actually. It was a female.
Get
the 500th. And her name was...
I would expect the statement to be something like, do we have to do this? or no, don't.
I read through some of them yesterday, and actually some of the last words of a couple of them, it stings, and I feel it, and so that's kind of creepy.
They're speaking even as it's going on?
Well, yeah, I'm sure, because don't they give them, multiple shots, right?
It's three phases.
And only the last one actually does them in.
But I've never heard of them talking after they...
Well,
why not? You know, as soon as it starts to go into the system.
Well, they do the first two, right, to, you know, kind of relax you, I guess, and the second one, I don't know what the second one does.
The second one, I think, kind of just knocks you out, I think.
I think my last statement would be something like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it.
But some are funny. Some are like, go Cowboys and things like that. Or go Texas.
You know what? Right there. Let you know that this guy is crazy and probably deserves to die. If anybody whose mindset is to say go Cowboys before they're about to die, there's something bad wrong with that person.
Yes. So the 500th offender was Kimberly McCarthy. She was 37 when she was put in death row.
Let me guess. They killed her, but she was probably close to 50.
Let me see here.
75.
And it was in 97 when she committed the crime. So,
so that would have been
about 16 years, I guess.
50.
She entered the residence of a 70-year-old white female in Lancaster with the intent to rob the victim. A struggle took place, and the victim was stabbed numerous times, resulting in her death. McCarthy then used the victim's credit cards and used the victim's vehicle for transportation.
Uh-huh.
So that's the offense. And then let me click on the last statement here.
Boy, you know, I'm surprised they executed her. I'm serious, because it was sort of not an intentional murder. It's something that went wrong. And, you know what I'm saying? It's not like somebody...
Texas
that,
is pretty hardcore.
Yeah, but as opposed to somebody stalking people and killing them, that's a surprise.
Yeah. So her last statement, I just want to say thanks to all who have supported me over the years, Reverend Campbell for my spiritual guidance, Aaron, the father of Darian, my son, and Maury, my attorney. Thank you, everybody. This is not a loss. This is a win. You know where I am going. I'm going home to be with Jesus. Keep the faith. I love y'all. Thank you, chaplain.
Well, her chaplain did a great job on her.
Yeah.
You know what would be kind of funny is if just as she's about to get the injection, the chaplain leans over and says, I was just kidding. You're going to hell.
Yeah. Here's this one's kind of an interesting one. Jeffrey Williams. Let's see, he was 24 when he was received, so in 99 he committed the crime. He was driving a stolen vehicle. A 30-year-old white male police officer stopped the vehicle and attempted to arrest Williams. Williams shot the officer in the chest and fled the scene. The officer was able to get back into his car and radio for help, but died as a result of the gunshot. And his last statement, you clown police, You're going to stop with all that killing all these kids. You're going to stop killing innocent kids, murdering young kids. When I kill one or pop one, y'all want to kill me. God has a plan for everything. You hear? I love everyone that loves me. I ain't got no love for anyone that don't love me.
That's a brilliant statement.
That was Jeffrey's last statement.
That is a brilliant statement.
Yeah, but this is a very... What's the site? It is TDCJ. I'm assuming that's the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
Wow, you're smart.
State.tx.us.
You're right. Just put it on the...
Yeah, so I'll put a link on the... on our Facebook page here, if anybody.
I don't know why, but I love that stuff, and I love that when they publish the last meal.
Yes,
that,
I love the last meals too.
Man, that's entertaining to me. Because I don't think I would eat anything. What's the point?
I would eat one of everything my favorite foods. Oh, sure.
No, not me.
Why you wouldn't want to eat anything at your last meal?
Heavens, no.
Oh man,
what's the point?
I'm not eating it for nutrition. Last time?
I don't know. I would think you'd have the world's worst upset stomach. I mean, you're about to get killed. Your stomach has to
be
nuts.
No, it's hard to say how you are.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's hard. We've never been there. It's not to say that one of us will never end up on death row. I'm thinking, of course, of Dan. Things happen. People snap, and you never know. And if you do, Dan, we'll come visit you.
Yeah.
If you're on death row. We'll be there. We'll be there for you. No, that's a great site.
Great.
How did we get to that?
You were talking about prisoners marking down the calendar of the days.
And I marked down that we have 6 days left to work. So 6 hours. So we will be here today. We'll be here tomorrow. We'll not be here Thursday. That would be almost sacrilegious because it's 4th of July. And then Friday, since it's a weirdly placed day, I figure we work so hard and so many hours a day that we all deserve, I'm an assignment anyway, that everybody deserves to be off Friday. So Paul Harris will be in on Friday. And that's the deal. Our numbers, if you'd like to call, I see what calls are already coming in. That's good. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And coming up a little later after the break, I told Peon about, I think it was an SNL skit from years and years ago.
National Lampoon.
Oh, it was National Lampoon. So Eddie Murphy was part of National Lampoon?
You know what?
I don't know.
The research I found, it was Christopher Guest and Bill Murray. Bill Murray was playing the other...
no kidding.
Yes.
Well, what it is, and we used to play it on the show a lot.
I'd never heard of it before.
It is, and Peon's gonna love this because he's still never heard it. It's it's the greatest Mr. Rogers impression I've ever heard, interviewing a band member, a bass player. And it is hysterical. And if you ever have something come into your head for no reason, there's no reason I would have thought of
this. Yes,
I do. But this morning, the whole Mr. Rogers thing popped in my head. So we're going to play that for you after we come back from break. First, we'll take a couple phone calls. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Call us. We don't care what you want to talk about. We want to talk about being a firefighter. Well, you talk about a job... I would never, for any money, fighting those fires
out of control forest fires. Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
No way.
I read some stuff today that just made me sick and sad. And so here we go. Jim's on the phone. How you doing, Jim?
Frank Amon, PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Do you think that person down there in Texas for being the 500, they got like two last meals or something for being the 500?
They got what?
Two last meals, or
something
special for them.
Congratulations, and noisemakers, you're the
bells and whistles.
It was like the old Venture when you checked out and you were the 100th customer in line.
Now what would
I don't think so. I think Texas rolls through those milestones pretty quick.
Now what would really be great is if they go, now we know you didn't know this, but every 500th death row inmate gets to go free. And you're the first one. Congratulations. Now I doubt it. He's right. Texas is
600 will be next week.
I don't think
not that quick, but
That's probably the most prolific state for executing people, I think.
Have a good 4th.
All right, Jim. You too. Happy 4th of July in advance. Bob is here. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Frank, I'm fine. Thank you. I'm MNPM.
Thank you. We appreciate it. How can we help you, Bob?
Comment you made yesterday about that Viagra commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go one further.
All right.
This guy's lighter fails, falls apart in his hand or whatever. he goes to where he's got his tools cached, and he gets out a pocket knife with brass bolsters on it. You know, when you strike a piece of flint, it has to be just as hard or harder material to generate a spark. Brass isn't going to do anything.
Now, you're
it
more
is
you're,
the dumbing down of America.
You're more observant than I am. I saw the pocket knife, but I didn't realize that the caps were brass on the end. I thought they
and
were.
And I saw that, and I told my kid, I said, "Are you kidding me? What they're trying to feed us?"
It's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. For those who haven't,
I do too, and that kind of crap happens all the time.
Well, and for those who haven't seen it, this guy makes it look like if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you need a fire, in about 4 seconds, you can start a fire. Well,
right.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck with that. I've tried that as a Boy Scout, a Cub Scout. Have you ever tried, Bob, to start a fire without a match, rubbing the two sticks? You ever tried to do that?
No. Yeah. I always use black powder and a magnifying glass.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll do it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not easy in the whole flint rock thing. Good luck. If there's any breeze at all, that spark's going to get put out before it ever gets to that grass or whatever.
That's
Bob, thank you for the call.
And thank you very much for having me.
Have a good 4th of July. Let's talk about these firefighters for a second. I've said this before, and luckily we have, because we have an audience that's fairly intelligent, not a bunch of morons. Nobody misinterpreted what I said. The President of the United States has called all 19 of these firefighters heroes. Here's what I will say. Are they brave? Very possibly they're brave men. Sometimes people in those professions are daredevils. They're risk takers. They have it's like the people with a need for speed, or the people who bungee jump, or the people who cliff dive. They like adrenaline rush. That doesn't make you a hero. And it doesn't make you a hero because there was an accident. That's not a hero. And I don't want anybody to be offended and say, well, how dare you? Because here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to reserve the term hero for the people who truly deserve it. You know, a hero is the guy who falls on the grenade so his buddies can live. That's a hero. A cop sitting in a squad car eating a sandwich, somebody walks up and shoots him in the head. He's not a hero. He's unlucky, and he died while he was being a cop because of some, moron, some monster. And I think last time I talked about it, not only did I not get one negative email, I got a bunch of emails from people going to say, thank you, my grandpa was a hero, my dad was a hero, my brother was in Vietnam, he's a hero, thank you for helping to put a stop to the people diminishing the term hero. You're not a hero because of what you do for a living, you're a hero because of how you do it. And you don't have to save a life to be a hero. I'll tell you who I think are heroes. These people who come back with no arms and no legs, they become heroes. To me, it's based on how they then live the rest of their lives. And the ones that I see visiting other wounded veterans and inspiring them and saying, look, I can do it, you can do it, wheelchair basketball, that's a hero. That guy's a hero. He's a hero for going above and beyond with his life, what most people would do if they lost their arms and legs. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I have another thought as we get close to the 4th of July. And it's an idea that I have for all the severely wounded veterans who come back, the members of the military who are wounded. I'm going to save it and make you wait for it. But I think it is a great idea. Unfortunately, I'm not powerful enough to make it happen. I'm not a politician. I'm not a movie star. I'm not a celebrity. And I can't make it happen. But, man, I think it would be fantastic if somebody like and I'm going to throw out a name of a guy who I put it toward the top of the Patriot list, Gary Sinise.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He could maybe make something like this happen. A couple more quick calls here. I think Mike is here. Hello, Mike.
Oh, Mike's gone.
Mike's gone. Jerry's here. Hello, Jerry.
In the PM.
Thank you, Jerry.
Hallelujah. Hey, I called you a couple years ago, and I told you this same thing. And, I mean, I'll never forget it. 1974, a drill sergeant told us we was going for the weekend. don't drink and drive, because if you drink a fifth on the fourth and drive, you might not be able to come forth on the fifth and tell about the fifth that you drank on the fourth.
That's very good.
Wow, that is
That's
good.
Very good.
That stuck with me, man, for, 39 years. So just remember that, guys.
All right. That's a good one. Thank you, Jerry.
All right. You guys have a good holiday.
Yeah. I also remember a funeral home chain in St. Louis. You guys remember this? They offered coffee. You could stop by and have fresh brewed coffee on New Year's Eve, because they didn't want people who felt like maybe they had too much to drink on the road. So they had one of the visitation rooms all set up with coffee and maybe some cookies. Stop in, take a break, drink some coffee, sober up, and then hit the road. I thought that was a great idea. And you know what they used as a slogan? It's like, we don't want your business yet.
Yeah.
Man, I thought that is really powerful. We don't want your business yet. John, how are you?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
How are you?
Well, I was calling to see, I know last week you had spoken with that girl, Holly.
Yes.
Holly, the lesbian.
Lesbian ex-convict.
And you were going to have her on the show. Have you guys?
No, I told her after the holiday. After the 4th of July weekend, we'll try to get her in.
Now, is she the one that also had the cat that was thrown up?
Yes.
In her hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that with the Dr. Doug. She mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said she had gotten some hairball medicine.
Yeah.
Hairball medicine.
I know where John's headed. I know exactly where this is going.
I'm surprised you missed it, Frank, that day. I tried calling later and...
I didn't miss it. I just figured I'd cut her a break, maybe we'll throw it at her when she comes in one day.
All right. Well, have a happy, safe holiday, guys.
John, you too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, we have another problem on 44.
Well, run, do me a favor. Run down. No, get up and run down to the traffic center right now. All right, he's gone. And it doesn't take him long. We have, for those who don't have never been to the station, we have an express. It's actually a tube.
Yeah.
Like in the science fiction movie. You step in it and right to the, because he's already there. Dan, you're there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that's how fast it is. Yeah. Well, there it is, right there. Yeah. That somebody else just popped in. Who just dropped in there on you? Was that Jeff, the new supervisor?
Dale Forbes.
Oh, yeah.
Dale Forbes. Dale Forbes. That's right. He's the new supervisor.
Yeah. Hi, Dale.
And what's going on, Dan?
Well, not only is Eastbound 40 closed right around 141, it's closer to Mason, I found out. And then Highway 44 at 270, there's a big, huge problem there. And that highway was closed at one point. Now I think the left lane is getting by. But Tim Weiland is on it, and he will have all the information for you coming up in a few minutes on 40 and 44, a mess.
Leave the mic on, because I want people to hear when you step in the tube and it pops you back up.
Okay, all right, hold on a second. Hold
right
on.
Into the studio.
Okay.
All right, I'm in the tube now.
Nice. All right, I'm back.
Unbelievable.
The Jetsons are here.
We
had no idea.
High tech. We make fun of the equipment here, but the truth is...
Wild.
Way ahead of everybody else. No other station has the travel tube. That's what they call it. Takes you right into the traffic
TT.
Center and the weather center. Well, yeah, the TT.
That's getting technical.
Well, it's actually the travel instantaneously tube, the TIT. But they don't like for us to use that word. All right.
Get in the... Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Two nice guys. And I say that... because they are. They're actually really nice guys. See, we don't send our people to people who are jerks. You meet Johnny Lanoff, he's a nice guy. You meet, Tom or Rob Matheny or anybody that works at Matheny, they're nice guys. And just down the line, Schaefer, the people at Schaefer, nice guys. And the reason I say they're nice guys, the financial advice business is filled, just like radio, with weirdos and with people who... say things that are misleading and tend to lead you in a direction that's more beneficial for them than it is for you. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, as much as anybody I've ever met in that business, seem to me and to the people who email me to really have your best interest at heart. But because the only way, they're going to maintain their reputation is to give good, solid advice, not promises that can't be kept, you know, not ridiculous guaranteed rates on anything. They just kind of lay out based on what your risk level is and what your financial situation is, what your future looks like it's going to be. Then they'll come up with some ideas for that $25,000 or more that you have saved and or invested. And that's it. And you'll either like what they have to say or you won't. And if you don't do it. It's a meeting. It's a meeting that didn't cost you anything, but it never hurts to get somebody else's opinion, especially when that somebody else has a lot of experience and a good reputation. You have $25,000 or more, go to the website I'm about to give you. You hear it every day. Set up a meeting. And if you have a financial advisor, fine. Show them what's being done with your money. And they will. They'll. If you're doing something right with your money, guess what? They'll actually tell you. This is pretty smart. I wouldn't change this. That's what I like about Mark and Jason. MarkandJason.com.
Already some big, big problems on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
Boy, Dan, you set the table for me, I'll tell you that.
How about that?
There's a lot going on here. All right, let's start with this accident. It's on eastbound Highway 4064. It's at Maryville Center, actually, and they have the highway completely shut down. They're diverting traffic onto Maryville Center. Now, those that are stuck between the ramp and Maryville Center overpass where this accident is, they're allowing you to turn around and then go back up onto the ramp. So right now, traffic is backed up to Clarkson. We've got an NN westbound driver slowing down to take a look. You're slowing near Spady out through Maryville Center. Then things open up and you look good to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 44 between the Merrimack, or between the Mirage overpass and the Merrimack River Bridge, you have an accident. Only the left lane is getting through and traffic is backed up almost to Mirage. Westbound drivers are slowing down. They're taking a look, and traffic is slowing now from Elm all the way out to, that accident was out actually westbound 44 between Mirage and the Merrimack River. Traffic is backed up to Elm. Then we're looking at southbound 270 at 370. You've got the right lane that's blocked as there was an accident there. Now they're doing a washdown, and traffic is backed up to McDonald. Southbound 270 already stop and go now from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Looking at westbound 70, it's the normal slowdown, and that's going from Highway 270 to the Blanchet Bridge. And once again, eastbound 44, that accident is between Mirage and the Merrimack River. Only the left lane is getting through. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP Driver Rewards. BP Driver Rewards, a new program that lets drivers like you save on quality BP gasoline just by using BP gasoline. Pick up a brochure at your local BP station for details and to join now. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all you West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal at the usual appliance stores or big box stores who claim to have the lowest price when in reality they all have the same? Appliance Discounters opened their largest showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right, West County shoppers can see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Appliance Discounters buys GE appliances by the truckload and then passes the savings on to you. And now, for a limited time, in addition to Appliance Discounters' already low prices, you can receive up to $750 in cash rebates direct from GE on select GE appliances. So if you're in the market for a brand new GE kitchen appliance, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we will prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings, hometown buying, Appliance Discounters is a place to shop for your next appliance.
Hello! Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, James here from Rick's Ace Hardware in Centralia, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
Well, the geezer made it to the geyser. A 2-week trip to Yellowstone in a 30-foot lightweight passport travel trailer. The days were filled with hiking, counting geysers, and viewing spectacular waterfalls. Toward the evening, the animals would gather along the roadside to gawk at the antics of excited tourists. Before turning in, we sat around the campfire listening to the rangers talk about the wildlife in the park. As big as Yellowstone is, it's only one of a score of places which are waiting to be explored in this beautiful country, and there's no better way to do it than in your own RV. Buy or rent an RV from Byerly in Eureka, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
If you want effective relief for your joint discomfort, why would you settle for anything less than the number one selling joint supplement at GNC? That's why you owe it to yourself to try number one selling Instaflex, especially since you can get a complimentary 2-week Instaflex sample just by calling now, 1-800-600-0129. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And right now, we'll let you experience the Instaflex advantage by rushing a complimentary 2-week sample straight to your door. And all you have to do is make a quick, free phone call. Don't miss this special opportunity to experience how Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Guarantee your complimentary 2-week sample by calling now. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-600-0129. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-600-0129. Again, that's 1-800-600-0129.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since Geico helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
Geico could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
It's summertime, and that means it's time to play. With First Bank, you can play now and pay later. Get that sports car you've been dreaming of, or that boat. Take off in your new RV and enjoy your summer. With First Bank's 90 days of no payments on recreational vehicles, including cars, you really can play now and pay later. Call 800-760-BANK for details and get out and play. First Bank, banking on your future. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night.
Is that Michelle Dibble's husband?
To think about the
oh, yeah, Howard?
Howard Dibble?
So Howard Dibble.
Yeah, Michelle Dibble used to be on Y98. She was Guy Phillips' partner. And
I should call you
wow, so we were, funny. While we, were working there on Market Street, she announced that she was engaged to one of the Turtles.
Yeah.
And Howard, whichever one he is, I guess that's the lead singer. I don't know. I guess they're still married. Let me do a quick bit of business and then back to the telephones. I was disturbed this morning when I found out that someone here in our radio station, just in conversation, mentioned dreading a root canal or always dreaded going to the dentist or something. And I said, wow. And then the person said to me, do you ever dread going to the dentist? Which told me two things. They don't listen to the show. And that they're not a patient of Ballastinal Care. Because if this person had been a patient of Ballast Dental Care, he or she would never have said, oh, man, I dread going to the dentist. And I answered and said, no, I haven't dreaded going to the dentist in 40 years, ever since the first time I sat in the chair at Ballast Dental Care. And I've never wanted to go anywhere else. And that's an honest answer. That was the answer I would have given somebody long before they became part of this show. They've only been part of the show for 14 years or so, 13, 14 years. I've been there for 40 years as a patient. So I say to you, if you have not been to the dentist in ages, now I mean like 10, 15, 20 years, don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed. You really should stop that and not let that happen again. But Ballast Dental Care has seen people just like you and worse. They're not going to go, oh, you got to be kidding. How long has it been since you've been? They're just going to get to work and get your mouth back in shape. Or if you go to the dentist, but you hate it, you don't like your dentist. Now, let me tell you something. It's possible to not like your doctor. I had a physical in St. Louis years ago, just a regular physical. And I never went back to the guy because I absolutely couldn't stand the guy. He was a guy who stared down at a clipboard the whole time he talked to me. He wouldn't make eye contact with me.
Not very personal.
Not personable at all. And so I just didn't go back. I didn't make another appointment. I thought, I never want to see this guy again. So it's possible that, and there are people who just, they don't like the dentist. They go because, I don't know, they just don't want to change dentists. What? Tell them to forward your x-rays or whatever over to Ballast Dental Care and change. It's that easy. Ballast Dental Care. They are at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I have another traffic bulletin.
Oh, my goodness.
Tim will have more.
Now, will you get on the tube?
Yeah, hold on.
Go down to the traffic sign.
Okay, I'm in the tube.
All right, here I am.
That's the greatest. What's
going
on? That's
awesome. Southbound 270, just south of Page, an accident just happened not too long ago. So the middle lane is getting by. So it's southbound 270, just south of Page. Tim Weiland will have more on that and all the other accidents in the area.
Okay.
Let me jump back in the tube here.
Back in here.
Okay, I'm out.
Wow. I got to tell you, that deserves a round of applause.
That's awesome.
You know, when the station said, I remember when they had the meeting and they said, we had a staff meeting, and they said, we're thinking about putting in a travel tube, travel instantaneously tube, or TIT, as it's known.
Yeah.
And we were kind of chuckling, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like that'll work. Mm-hmm. And then they told us how much it was going to cost, $900,000. And we just said, wow, is it worth it? You bet it is. You just saw why it's worth it. No other station has better coverage of traffic or weather than we do with our traffic center and our weather center.
$900,000?
Yep.
Wow.
Worth every dollar. Worth every dollar.
Boy, these roads are crazy. There's an accident right in front of me. It happened right on the way into work. It's a little bit of rain, and everybody crashes into each other.
Yeah, and that's never going to change. Now, back to this firefighter thing. 19 of these firefighters died. I can't think there are too many worse ways to die than die in a fire.
Yeah.
And I think it's horrible for the families. It's one thing to lose somebody, but to have to have nightmares and the rest of your life wonder how much they suffered. That's what would eat me up, is were they screaming and burning, or did they inhale some toxic stuff and then just pass out?
Yeah, you hope most of the time you smoke.
And how about those? I never knew they carried those fire bags. Did you see that they crawl into when they get in the... Did you see those things?
No.
USA Today this morning breaks them down and shows you how they work. They carry... think of it as a combination sleeping bag and tent.
I have seen those before, and it's like a personal little...
Personal thing. Shelter, yeah. fire yeah. shelter. And when they realize, there's no escape, I'm not going to get out of this, you crawl in this thing and zip it up, and it's got ventilation, and you lie face down on the ground, and the theory is that because it's on the ground, the ground beneath you won't burn. You're smothering that part of the ground out. Now, there's going to be fire around you, but it's got these two or three special layers of reflective whatever to reflect heat. It won't catch on fire. And hopefully, by the time the flames have swept through, you could literally come out of that thing alive. In this case, nobody came out alive because at 500 degrees, the glue that holds the seams together starts coming apart.
Mm.
That's how hot this fire was. And I just, when I think of jobs that it takes a special kind of person to tackle a job or to want to have a job like that, I think of window washers hanging from little pieces of rope or something 80 stories up. I think of firefighters, and especially this breed that goes into these fires. Because, and this is proof, you can't control the wind. You might control a fire under ideal conditions where there's no wind. You sort of, okay, let's stop it here, block it here. But, man, when a big gust of wind comes and it jumps across.
Changes direction, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about
it. It's like
that.
A tornado or something.
Yeah.
And I also think that in addition to not calling everybody heroes just because they chose a line of work, let's start admiring more people who deserve to be admired. You know, this country seems to adore and admire people just because they're athletes or just because they're actors or just because they're famous. We got to stop that. And we have to start admiring people who, in many ways, are much better people, more decent people. You know, this Kardashian thing is the perfect example. The people that clamor and spend money on Kardashian this and Kardashian, what did those people ever do for this country? What did they contribute to society? It's amazing to me, the people that we choose to adore. How about the people that are the rehab, the therapists for these veterans coming back home? How about admiring them and tweeting and writing to them and letting them know how much you love them, as opposed to sending Justin Bieber a tweet or a text, "I love you, Justin."
Really?
I mean, come on. Start picking out of the news people you see who are genuinely special people and get their email address or tweet the company they work for and say, "Just out here, saw the news, want you to know how much I admire you for what you do." They ought to receive thousands of those things, but they don't. They don't. So that's it. That's my little speech, and I'm sticking to it. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years. 21 years on this show, 21 years in St. Louis. So from the very beginning, they were part of this show. And there are lots of places you can get a mortgage. You can get a mortgage at any of the mortgage companies. You can get a mortgage at a bank. You can get a mortgage at a credit union. You can get a mortgage lots of places. So you have to make a decision. Now, a lot of times when you buy a home, the realtor, if you don't have a clue, they'll recommend a title company. Do you ever have them ask you what title company you want to use? Dan, you bought a house.
Yes.
And like anybody.
I don't know.
No, exactly. like anybody knows the difference between one title company to another. Every time they've asked me that, I go, I don't care. Just get a title company. But mortgage is a different deal. And but it's tough to know how to select. Let me make it easy for you. Let me help you. After 21 years, this is a company that has saved a lot of people a lot of money, works very fast for you. And if you can possibly be approved, they'll get you approved and get you the best rate they can. And use that equity to borrow money. That's a very smart way to borrow money. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. Peon, before we break, do we have any time to do anything? Take a call, one call?
I think one call.
Let me take one. That'll be Ann. Ann, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I was just wondering, have you heard, Mark Begich is a congressman from Alaska? And his brother, Nick Begich, has written a couple books and has a DVD out and about that Operation Harp up there and how they've created blizzards and rain and everything. And I was wondering, I remember when they had that little blizzard and it went in the wrong place in Mexico and killed a couple hundred monarch butterflies, and then the EPA had a fit and everybody else had a fit. Well, I know they can create rain. Why aren't they doing it now? Do you know anything about that?
You know what? They've been able to create rain for many, many, many years, and it's something to do with what are the crystals?
They sprinkle the clouds.
They seed the clouds. But I think to do it, you have to have clouds. And I think if it's a clear sky, I don't know what I'm talking about. This is what I think.
I think you need
clouds. You need clouds to seed, so they become bigger clouds and they burst into rain clouds. And maybe in this particular, and I also don't know what kind of coverage. In other words, what kind? Maybe you can create rain that falls on 10 acres. But I can't imagine it's easy to create enough rain to cover 100 acres, and that's what we're talking about here. I don't know. That's a great.
I don't know.
That's a great thought. Maybe
there's
we need to start
something. I mean, this is 2013. We should have something handy.
And did you see what started this fire?
No, I haven't had a chance to check that out.
Lightning. They thought maybe it was arson. It was a lightning strike. They're literally able at the Weather Service to go back and pinpoint exactly when and where it started, which is the other amazing thing.
Yeah.
How they can walk in, any firefighter can walk into a building or on the land and go, it started right here. It's all burned. It's all burned. Mm-hmm. But they said, yes, a bolt of lightning started this fire. Yeah, so sometimes Mother Nature has its own way of doing things, and it's nobody's fault.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a great
thank you very much.
And thank you. And practically a scientist.
Yeah.
Futuristic scientist. All right. We're going to break, do a little news. We come back in the second half of next hour, Joe Hipperson. But prior to that, it's you and your phone call. So be ready with those. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550.
All right, we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Busy, busy afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a new accident. It's on southbound 270 just before Page. It was an accident with rescue, so you're starting to get backed up now approaching Dorset. Now, they have reopened the two left lanes on eastbound 6440 at Maryville Center, but traffic is going back into Chesterfield Valley between Boone's Crossing and Clarkson all the way through Maryville Center. It's nothing but a mess on Highway 44 in both directions. If you're traveling eastbound 44, you've got an accident at 141. Only the right lane is open. You've got another one that's between Mirage and the Merrimack River, and then you've got another accident on westbound 44. It looks like westbound 44 is closed right now near Soccer Park. Traffic is backing up all the way to between Elm and Berry Road. You've got southbound 270 that's stop and go again from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 64, it's heavy. Hampton through McCausland, it's slow again from Lindbergh all the way out through Maryville Center. And this traffic report brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July coupon sale. And for the first time ever, get 72-month financing. Plus, save up to $500 on Tempur-Ergo Collection, only at Mattress Firm. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And now here's traffic.
The streets are jammed. I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you suppose these drivers are going?
It looks like, yes, it's a BP station.
Drivers are excited about new BP driver rewards. When they sign up, they receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward. With every second fill up, they keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP driver rewards brochure at BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rough start to the week for the state of Florida in its case against Neighborhood Watch Captain George Zimmerman. But after 2 days of being pounded by Zimmerman's attorneys,